Hello, this is Blake Graham, and it is my pleasure today to be sitting here with Richard Renton. Richard, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Blake. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Always love to spend some time with you. Richard, tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started in sports medicine.
Well, it started back as I was going to college at University of Oregon, and I hurt my knee. And when I first started college, I was interested in architecture. And when I injured my knee and had surgery, I got interested in nutrition and rehabilitation on my knee. So I changed my major, and I became a physical education, nutritional, and sports medicine major. And when I completed my studies there, I transferred up to Portland State University in Portland, Oregon, and worked on postgraduate in sports medicine. So I'm a board-certified athletic trainer. I have degrees in biochemistry and nutrition. And from there, we just kept on going. I worked for teams like the Portland Trailblazers and the Portland Timbers, which is a soccer club, Portland State University as an athletic trainer, as well as University of Oregon. So I've been for 10 to 15 years active with various professional and college athletes trying to maximize their performance on the field.
What was it that got you interested in nutrition?
Well, it was just when I started to rehabilitate my knee, I started to realize that as a 20-year-old, I really wasn't immortal like most 20-year-olds think they were. And I realized that my recovery period would be faster if I just ate better and worked on getting more of the key nutrients that my body need. And that's when I started to really realize how important nutrition was as far as just the ability of my body to function on a day-to-day basis.
Now, you're a longtime friend of the Wallachs. How is it that you got involved with Dr. Wallach and his crusade?
Well, I met Steve Wallach, probably almost 22 years ago now, and we tried to have a business together that was actually an aquarium store. And we were both young and made lots of mistakes, and that didn't work. But during that period of time and thereafter, I got to meet his father on a day-to-day basis and start to learn a little bit more about his passion. And that was back in the days when he had a practice in Portland, Oregon. And in fact, he was so passionate that not only did he have a practice Monday through Friday in the city of Portland, but on weekends, he would travel about 80 miles to the Oregon coast, and he had a weekend practice opening up on the weekend trying to help people. And I started to realize that he was a unique individual and that was well worth learning with. And Steve and I got more and more involved in with what Doc had as far as his message and the ideas he had about nutrition. And that's when Steve and I started to manufacture various products for him underneath his license and his specs as far as quality and the exact ingredients he were. And that was about 12 years ago, and we've been doing it every day since.